It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
In 2 Peter chapter 2, Peter gives us a warning. He says, "Beware of false teachers." And I believe that's the focus of this chapter in 2 Peter. In verse 1 it says, "But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privately shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction." Well, I see several things in that first verse. I see in verses 1 through 3 collectively the destructiveness of false teachers. Peter is telling us there that there's something past and present taking place. There's past false prophets. There's present dishonest false teachers. And he says these false prophets and dishonest false teachers are sneaky. He says they're coming in privately, or privily, however you want to say that word. It means privately. That means sneaking in. These teachers are sneaking in. And what are they doing when they come in? They're teaching detestable. This is damnable. They're teaching detestable false doctrine. And that's the heresy that's mentioned in verse 1 here. The Bible goes on to say that they even deny the Lord that bought them. Well, this means to me that these people who came in at that point in time, who had been, and they came in at present, this tells me that these people had been saved because they had been bought, but they had denied the Lord Jesus. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 20 it says, "For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." 1 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 23 says, "Ye are bought with a price. Be not ye the servants of men." We need to serve God. We need to proclaim Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, because we as saved people have been bought with a price. Notice this, that these false prophets and these dishonest teachers and, well, these false prophets and dishonest false teachers that were present in past, and let me remind you that these false prophets and these dishonest false teachers are around today. These people actually, evidently, some of them know Jesus as Savior, but the Bible teaches us here in 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 1 that these people who are teaching wrong in churches in this country and around the world, these people are teaching false doctrine, and it says even denying the Lord that bought them. Well, they may be saying there's another way to heaven. They may be saying that you have to work your way to heaven. Well, they may be saying that Jesus, well, maybe he didn't rise from the grave. Well, I'm glad that God is the judge of these people, and that I don't have to judge them. And the Bible is the judge, the Word of God. Jesus is the final judge. And I pray that these people are saved. Well, I don't understand how they could be saved and teach something like that. But they evidently are so deranged in the Scriptures that they are not studying the Scriptures, and they've been swayed some way. They're teaching these damnable heresies in the church in this world today. But the Bible says, and it says, they bring upon themselves swift destruction. Well, what is that destruction? I have no idea. But the Bible tells me that they're not going to get away with what they're doing in so-called Bible-believing fundamental churches in this country and around the world today. They're not going to get away with it. They're sneaking in, and they're bringing in things that are not true. Well, I believe that there are also people in the church today that are not saved who are allowed to teach, even in Sunday school classes, teaching from the cradle up into the adult classes of certain churches in this country and around the world. These are false teachers who are not teaching the Word of God. And I believe it's not only speaking here of saved people, but I think it's also meaning that there could be unsaved people who are placed in a place of having authority to teach the Word of God, but they are denying the very Lord who bought them. And might I say, those unsaved people, The Lord wants to let them realize that He has paid the price for them, that they too can be saved and on their way to heaven, and they need to get things right with God by accepting Jesus as Lord and Savior. Well, of course, if someone has never trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, they haven't been bought. They're not turned from sin, as the Lord tells us that happens at the moment of salvation. The Bible tells us that we are bought with a price, the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, Peter goes on to say in verse 2, "And many shall follow their pernicious ways by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of." Well, many people are going to follow the false teachers and false prophets who sneak in, trying to and doing, teaching everything except what is biblically sound. Well, the impact of these false teachers, many follow their malicious methods or ways. Well, Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 12 tells us that there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. If someone teaches other than the Word of God, if they teach what they believe instead of what the Bible says, the ways thereof are the ways of death. The Bible says that. But these people who come in, they've come in unawares, they've sneaked in. They're false prophets and false teachers. They're teaching malicious methods or ways. In other words, their ways. In Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 28, it says, "In the way of righteousness is life, and in the pathway thereof there is no death." Righteousness brings life. Jesus says He was the righteous one. He's the one who came into the world, and we need to be teaching Jesus in our churches today. Well, notice what else Peter says here. He says the truth will be blasphemed in that verse that we've read. Notice, let's read it again. It says, "And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of." The truth, in other words, will be blasphemed. In Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 3, it says, "Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart." Well, there are many verses that talk about this, and Proverbs 8:7 says, "For my mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips." We need to guard our mouth. We need to guard what we say. And when we do say something concerning the Lord, it needs to come from the Scriptures. We need to be telling people around this world that Jesus saves and that Christians need to get serious with the Lord, that He is the truth, the way, and the life. In Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 28, it says, "In the way of righteousness is life, and in the pathway thereof there is no death." Jesus took upon Himself the sin curse. He became sin for us. He knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. And if someone comes teaching or preaching something else other than Jesus Christ, the way to heaven, then they're false prophets. They're false teachers. Proverbs chapter 23 and verse 23 says this, Buy the truth, B-U-Y, buy the truth, and sell it not. Also wisdom and instruction and understanding. In other words, give what you have. In other words, the Bible teaches us that we're going to give ourselves to the Lord. When we get saved, we're saying, "Lord, I'm not my own. I'm giving myself to You." But so many times we forget that we've committed our lives to the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to stand up for Him. What teachers should be teaching is found in Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 21, where it says, "That I might make thee know the certainty of the words of truth, that thou mightest answer the words of truth to them that send unto thee." Well, this is what the teachers should be teaching. We need to be ready to give an answer to every person that asks us for a reason of the hope that lies within us. And that hope of heaven is through none other than Jesus Christ. Don't stop telling people about the Lord. Well, I might say this, not only for preachers. This is for every saved person in this world. There's no excuse not being able to give out the Word of God and telling people how to be saved. In 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 3, it says this, and through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. Well, notice here in verse 3, their destructive methods these false prophets and false teachers use. Notice that. False teachers will exploit you. They'll make fun of you if you're standing up for the word, but you don't have to be ashamed because you know the truth. It says, by covetousness, not theirs, but yours, that they covet what you have, and they're jealous, and they will market you like merchandise with lies. Well, this means vain words. These false teachers use other people's desire to have or be something they are not in order to further their own sinful lust for recognition and power. See, there are preachers standing in the pulpits today who have never been born again. They're standing there to be known as great prophets of God. But the Bible teaches us that they are not prophets. They are not prophets of the Lord. They are false prophets, and there are teachers today who are standing who want to be seen for themselves and not for the Lord. The Bible tells us that that's wrong. And that's what Peter is talking and telling us about in verse 3. Well, there's coming a time, Peter tells us in verses 4 through 9, that there's the doom of false teachers. Something's going to happen. 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 4 says, "For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell, and delivered them into chains of darkness, to be reserved unto judgment." And we're going to read on later on in verse 5 what takes place. We'll see here the angels in this verse. We're seeing the example of angels who sinned. These angels followed Satan. In Jude 6, it says, "The angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day." Well, many verses speak of this. How many of the angels followed Satan? The Bible tells us that there was one-third of the angels in heaven. And Luke 10:18 says, "And he said," and Jesus said this unto them, "I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven." The angels fell with him. Well, this vision received by Christ when he received this was a retrospective assurance that Satan had already been cast out of heaven when iniquity was found in him. And you can read Ezekiel chapter 28 and verse 15 and 17 concerning that, and also of his eternal fate in hell. In Isaiah 14, 12 through 15, the revelation in Revelation 20 and verse 10, the Bible says that the devil is going to end up in the lake of fire, and so will all those people who refuse to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Now, those people who are teaching damnable doctrines today, they're teaching wrong. They're teaching not that Jesus Christ saves, but that they are there teaching what the devil wants them to teach. And one of these days, they will pay the price. Now, some, I do not know what the price will be, but I know for others it will be a lake of fire where they will be tormented forever and ever because they've never trusted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And I pray that you've trusted him today. Do you know him as Savior? You need to trust him today. Get saved. And Christian, you need to get into the Word of God so that you can spot these false prophets who come along and try to tell you something other than what God wants you to know.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.